So it'll begin with discussing some Nyanei Sfira Saomer. Just a couple of familiar things, and then we'll branch down to some possible chedushim. We've often mentioned differences between Lashon Yochid and Lashon Rabim when it comes to the mitzvah Hashem, and the Gemara is often doresh that a mitzvah which is given by Lashon Rabim is l'chol echad v'echad. A mitzvah which is given by Lashon Yochid, very often the Gemara assumes means that Knesset Yisrael as a single entity is obligated to fulfill those mitzvahs. So the Gemara tells us, for example, in Sukkah and Daf Mem Aleph Mem Bei, so lekachtam lachem means lekicha lekol echad v'echad, that everyone is obligated to be notes of the dalet minim. And Tosas tells us explicitly that midichsivu lekachtem v'lo ksivu lekachta. If it would say lekachta b'lashon yachid, then one could question, who is the unit, the entity of yachid that the Torah is referring to? Well, lekachtem means that it's something which is lechol echad v'echad. And the Gemara also tells us in Menachos and Daf Samachim and Beis, the same thing is true when it comes to Sfira Saomer. Sfira Saomer is Usfartem Lachem, as the Torah tells us in Parshas Emor. And from there we derive Shetehe Sfira Lachol Echad V'Echad, that everyone is obligated to count the days of the Omer. And this is in contrast with what the Torah tells us in Parshas Bahar when it comes to counting the years of the Ovel. There the Torah tells us, v'safarta lecha, and that is a question, who is it that the Torah is referring to? Those sheva shavso shanim, what does it mean, v'safarta lecha? That certainly is not a chovas yachid, incumbent upon each individual, but rather that is considered to be a chovas bezdin. So therefore, it's not an individual chiyuv that everyone counts, the shnos ayovel, but rather this is a chiyuv incumbent upon bezdin. What exactly that means is a machlokas rishonim. The Ramban already raises the suffix in Parshas Emor in the mitzvah of Sfira Saomer that when it comes to usfartem lachem, that clearly is a mitzvah of Sfira. The Ramban gives you an opposite example. When it comes to Shivanikim, where the Torah tells us v'safra la, a zav is obligated to count Shivanikim, the Ramban writes as a davar poshut, that is not a mitzvah of Sfira. It doesn't mean that she has to say today is the first or second or third day. What does it mean, v'safra la? A certain amount of days have to pass before she can secure tahara. V'safra la does not mean literally to count, but simply to calculate the days of tuma. Calculate in order when she can be tahara. And the Ramban raises the suffix, what about v'safarta lecha when it comes to bezdin? Is it similar to Sfira Saomer? That usvartem, that there's a real chovas bezdin to count each and every year of the Ovel? Or is that not true? Bezdin has to calculate when in fact there will be the Ovel year. And then of course, as the Torah tells us, v'kidashtem eshnas ha-chamishim shana. However, the individual years not have to be counted at all. That's the suffix of the Ramban in Parshas Emor. And Tosus is explicit against the Ramban. The Tosas is found in Menachos and Daf Samachem and Beis in the Sugi of Sfira Saomer, and the Tosas is also found in Ksuvas and Daf Ayin Beis and Aleph. Their Tosas writes, it is obvious that when it comes to Sfira Saomer, it's a mitzvah of Sfira. And the Ramban writes, it is also obvious when it comes to counting the years of the Ovel, that it's a mitzvah Sfira, and Bezdin will convene each year and recite a bracha on the Sfira Shnos Ha-Yovel. That's what Tosus assumes as a Devar Poshut. Tosus is bothered, why isn't this the case when it comes to counting days of Tuma and Tara? When it comes to V'safra La, the need for a Zavah to have Shivanakim, why is it that she is not Soferis Bibracha, as is obvious when it comes to not in the Omer, but when it comes to the case of Shnos Ha-Yovel as well? The Tosus in those places writes the same teretz, however, with a very critical difference. Tosus says that, look, when it comes to counting the years of the Yovel, when it comes to Sfiras Omer, that is something which is biyadeinu. Look, a person may make a mistake, but we know under normal circumstances that will result in the intended end of the Sfiras Omer or the onset of Yovel. What about when it comes to Shivnikim? Tosus says we're afraid that Shemet Tiravatistar. A woman can see dam be'emtza shivanikim, and that will be soser shivanikim, in which case the first and second day was absolutely nothing. So therefore, since shemet tira v'tistar, you cannot equate v'safra la with usvarta lachem or usvarta lacha. Good? what exactly does that mean? So as mentioned, if you look in the Tosas, Tosas writes two very different conclusions. Tosas writes in Menachos Samachim and Beis, because of the concern of Shemet Tira v'Tistar, therefore Ein La Livarech. That's the Lashon HaTosas. Therefore she doesn't recite a bracha. The Tosas in Ksuba, Sandaf Ayin Beis, writes, no, since we're concerned with Shemet Tira v'Tistar, Ein La Limnos. Therefore there's no mitzvah to count. That's a marked difference, no? The Tosas in Ksuba's Ein La Limnos means the following. We want to know, what does the term V'Safra La mean? To calculate? Or is there really a mitzvah sphira? So Tosas in Ksuba writes, it can't be a mitzvah sphira, because the mitzvah is not biyada. So therefore, since Shemet Tira v'Tistar, Ein La Limnos. And therefore you have to understand V'Safra La is just calculate when the Tahara will occur, but not that you have to count the days. The Tosas in Menachos Nav Samachim and Beis, it simply says, Ein La Livarech. That's very different. That sounds like Enochinami. It is a mitzvah sphira. Because that's what Usfartem Lacha means. That's what Usfartem Lachem. And here that's what we mean by Besafra La as well. The question is simply a detailed one. Why is no bracha recited? The answer is bracha. After all, the bracha can only be recited if it is biadeno. If it's not biadeno, so no bracha can be recited. Mashal Ma'at Avadoma, obviously not an exact parallel. The Rashba writes in Tshuva Yurches, right, why is it on certain mitzvos you don't recite the bracha? One of the klalim, the Rashba writes, is a very important Tshuva Sarashba. The Gon quotes this in the very beginning of Hilchot Tzitzis and Simen Ches. The Tshuva Sarashba, Chelek Aleph Simen Yurches, why is it certain mitzvos don't have a Birchas HaMitzvah? One of the principles, the Rashba writes, is that if a mitzvah is not biyadcha, so how can you recite a bracha? How can you recite a mitzvah and tzedakah, for example, where it's dependent on the fact that the ani will accept this? You're going to recite a bracha on the mitzvah of tzedakah, maybe the ani will not accept, and therefore that cannot be done. The Ravid has an interesting concept that the Ravid writes that Birchas Erisin is a Birchas HaMitzvah. But the bracha cannot be over Las Yasin, because who says the Kala will accept the Kesev Kedushin? So the conclusion of the Ravid is not like the Rashba. Since it's not Biyad HaChasam, so therefore recite the Birchas HaMitzvah La'achar Asiyasa. That's what the Ravid writes when it comes to Birchas Erisin. One could argue Birchas Erisin is Lachar Asiyasa because it's a Birchas HaShevach. The Ravid writes, no, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, but since it's not something which is fully under your control, so therefore it cannot be recited out of the Asiyasa, but rather Achar Asiyasa, just like the extreme case. The Gemara writes in Pesachim and Avzayim when it comes to Tfilas Hager, that he's not yet Jewish. How can he recite a bracha of Asiyasa? So therefore, if it's only Rai Lekach, L'achar Asiyasa, therefore the bracha is recited at that particular time. So again, that's the Chor of the Chiddush HaTosas HaMenachos, Naf Samachim and Beis, that how can she recite a bracha? It's not dependent upon her whether this will be Shiv Nekim. So therefore, Ein La Livarech. Ein La Livarech seems to indicate it is a mitzvah sphira. It's a chova sphira. It's just don't recite a bracha because of the difficulty of Shema Tireh V'tistar. So fascinating machlokas between Tosas versus the Ramban. But one thing is clear, even if you'll assume it's Tosas Hashita, V'safar t'lecha is a mitzvah sphira, but since it is rendered b'lashon yachid, it is a sphira which is a chovas bezdin. Not everyone is obligated to count the years of the Ofel. So in the past, we've taken this extension many steps forward, many other examples of Lashon Yochid, Lashon Rabim, and examples of cases where the Torah repeats a mitzvah, once B'Lashon Rabim, once B'Lashon Yochid. We discuss this when it comes to Klei HaMikdash, you recall. We discuss this when it comes to the Sefer Baal Tosif. But one of the very relevant makaros is Sefer HaOmer. Sefer HaOmer is mentioned twice in Chumash. In Parshas Emor, Usfartem Lachem. But in Parshas Re'eh, when the Torah repeats the Sefer HaOmer, then Shiva Shavuos Tispar Lach. There, Sefer HaOmer is mentioned B'Lashon Yachid. That would seem to indicate that there are two aspects, or two halachos, maybe two mitzvos of Sefira, in line with the difference between Rabbim and Yachid, Sefer HaOmer as opposed to Sefer Shnos HaYovel. That would seem to indicate the following Chiddush. That although it's true, Svartem Lachem, as the Gemara says explicitly, Sefer Lachalech HaVyechad, but in a certain sense, Sefer HaOmer is similar to Sefer Shnos HaYovel, where the Torah reiterates the mitzvah Sefer, which is B'Lashon Yachid. So how do you understand that? How do you account for the sphere of B'Lashon Yachid? Shiva Shavuos Tisparlach. So here you have what the Gemara tells us in Menachos Nav Samachim and Beis, and two gersos in the Sifri. The Gemara tells us the following. How do we know that Machras HaShabbos means the day after Yontif, and it doesn't mean Motzoi Shabbos? So the Gemara has several rayas. One of the rayas the Gemara gives is exactly this point. The Torah tells us Shiva Shavos Tisparloch. That means that in some sense, Sfira Somer has to be dependent on Bezdin, a Sfira HaTluya BeBezdin. How is Sfira Tluya BeBezdin? So that's exactly what the Gemara spells out. If you assume that you begin counting Machras HaShabbos, meaning the day after Yontif, this is clearly a Sfira HaTluya BeBezdin. How do you know when to begin counting? The Bezdin has to signal you that the mitzvah now begins. That's Mekadesh Yisro B'Hazmanim. If it would mean Motzoi Shabbos, so I count, and I don't need the Sanhedrin to tell me when to begin counting. The fact that the Torah tells us Shiva Shavos Tisparloch, that is a raya the Gemara brings, Sfira HaTluya BeBezdin. That's what we have in the Sugya and Daf Samech Amud Beis. If you look in the Sifri, there are two girsos. The girsa of the Sifri that we have is the following chiddush: Shiva Shavos Tisparloch BeBezdin. BeBezdin. There's a separate mitzvah of Sfira Somer in comment upon Bezdin. That's the gears that we have in the Sifri. There are two mitzvahs, two halachos of Sfira Somer. On the one hand, everyone has to count the Omer. On the other hand, the Sanhedrin has to count the Omer. Parshas Emor of Svartim is Lecholecha V'yechad. And Parshas Re'eh is Mamish BeBezdin, not just Teluya BeBezdin that they signal us as to when to begin counting. The Gon has the different girsa, right, in the Sifri, that's just a Havamina, but it is a Havamina. Yachol BeBezdin. Yachol BeBezdin. Maybe you would think that Sfira Somer is only incumbent upon the Sanhedrin. No, Tamalom Resvartem, that there's a Sfira L'Cholechad V'Yachol. So the Sifri certainly grapples with this issue, that the Shiva Shavos Tisparlach is Bezdin. Is that true L'Maskan, or is that just a Havamina? Those are two yourselves in the Sifri. Why should this be true? The fact that there's a mitzvah l'chalecha v'yachad, good, I understand. That's like other mitzvahs. But why should it be that there is a mitzvah sfira saomer above and beyond the chobetz yachid as a mitzvah of bezdin? Why should that be? Either a havamin of the gaon or the maskana, according to our gears in the Sifri. And the answer to the chor is the following, because sfira saomer has two very different roles. Number one, Sfira Somer is a mitzvah of Sfira. That's clear. There's a mitzvah of Sfira Somer, just like there's a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, and therefore Svartan Lachem, a mitzvah Chalecha V'Yachad. Whatever the reason is. There's another halacha, however. There's something quite unique about Chag HaShavuos. When is it that one commemorates, one celebrates Chag HaTzeres? When is it that you're obligated to bring the Shtei Alechem, the Kivsei Atzeres? When is that true? As you know, Shavuos is not linked to a calendar date. Shavuos will only begin at the conclusion of the Sfira Somer. In other words, that being Koveya Chag HaShavuos is a function of Sfira Somer. Now, being Koveya Yamim Tovim, that's Mekadesh Yisro V'Hazmanim. That is what is done comparable to Yovel. V'safar t'lecha. That's a chiv which is incumbent upon Bezdin. Bezdin is obligated, HaChodesh is alachem, to be koveya the Moadin. How do they do that? Normally that's done through the process of Kiddush HaChodesh. That cannot be true when it comes to Shavuos. Shavuos is not linked to a particular date. How is that nikfa with Sfira Somer? That's Poshav Shad. That it's necessary for the Sanhedrin to count, not as a mitzvah sfira in and of itself, but the Sanhedrin must participate in count in order to be koveya Chag HaShavuos. And that is a chiyuv which is incumbent upon Bezdin. One lechora could argue even a step further, that even if you hold like the gears of the Gaon, Yachol BeBezdin, no Talmud Lomar, but this chiddush is certainly true. Even if you argue that the Lashon Yachid L'maskana is not to be understood in that way. But clearly it is the fact, it is the case, that when a Yachid does count the Omer, what does he do? He accomplishes, right, two very different elements. On the one hand, the mitzvah of Sfira, on the other hand, the counting of Knesset Yisrael, certainly is koveya the yantif of Shavuos. I've often mentioned the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos and Kufnun Gimel, that really it's Makadish Yisrael v'Hazmanim. Knesses Yisrael the Makadshim. Well, how practically do you do that? You mean every time Kiddush HaChodesh you have to convene all of Knesses Yisrael? So the Rambam indicates a beautiful Kiddush, the Brisker Rav discusses this at length, and that is that sometimes the Sanhedrin works in different capacities. The Sanhedrin can wear different hats. Sometimes there's halacha, which is a formal halacha in Sanhedrin. Sometimes the Sanhedrin works as Netzige Knesses Yisrael. They represent Klal Yisrael. When it comes to Din Nefashos, you require the Sanhedrin. That's halach of Klal Yisrael, not halach of Klal Yisrael. The Sanhedrin is necessary for Din Nefashos. But there's certain halachos where one could argue the Sanhedrin operates in a representative capacity. No? Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. Knesses Yisrael, the Makadshim. So how is that done? Through our representative. The Sanhedrin does so on our behalf. That's commonly done. Brisker Rav points out the following Chiddush, that the Rambam writes that Minui Kohen Gadol requires a Sanhedrin, and the Makor is in a Tosefta. But you don't find that in the Mishnah in the beginning of Sanhedrin. The Rambam does not quote in Hilchos Sanhedrin this halachim. In Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam writes that Sanhedrin is Memana, Zman of the Kohen Gadol. That the Rambam writes when the Rambam discusses Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The Rambam does not write in Hilchos Sanhedrin that the Sanhedrin is man of the Kohen Gadol. Why is that true? The Brisker Rav's Chiddush, and that is, it's not me, Dinei Sanhedrin. But the Kohen Gadol is the one who is the representative of Klal Yisrael. He is doing avod on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So how do you appoint him? The answer is, Klal Yisrael appoints him. How is that done? The answer is through our representative. No, through the Sanhedrin. Certain kolchos of Sanhedrin are netzigei Knesses Yisrael. One could argue the same thing is true, of course. You need the Sphira Summer to be Koveya, the Chag HaShavuos. But here, where there's a mitzvah of Sphira, which is the Cholecha B'Echad, so both aspects of Sphira Summer are accomplished. When Klal Yisrael individually comes to Omer, so that is a Sphira with the Cholecha B'Echad, and that, of course, is also Koveya, the Yomtif of Shavuos. You don't require an additional counting if you assume like the Girs of the Gon. So these are two elements of Sfira Saomer, a Chova Sfira, but also the role, the future orientation, that the Sfira Saomer is critical to Koveya, the Yantif of Shavuos. The fact that this is true perhaps can be utilized to understand many differences between Sfira Saomer as opposed to other mitzvahs that are dependent on Dibur. It's not unusual that there are mitzvos hatlios bedibur ba'amira, kriyashma, tfila, chiyuve bracha. It's not so unusual. But one finds that there are several differences between Sfira Somer as the one end as opposed to the others, in terms of A, kavana salev, and also in terms of the maisa mitzvah, the tsuras mitzvah, the Sfira in and of itself. Whenever it comes to a mitzvah which is dependent upon Dibur, so therefore we speak about two tiers of kavanah. This is what Reb Chaim discusses, right? If you look in the Rambam in Perek Dal of Hilchos Tefillah, as opposed to the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tefillah, you find that the Rambam speaks about kavanah salev in Tefillah in two very different ways. In Perek Dal, the Rambam speaks about kavanah salev as being an inherent part of tefillah, and without it, you are not yotzei. In Perek Yud of Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam discusses kavana as an additional requirement of tefillah. That's based on the Sugyan Brachos and Aflam and Dalit. And the Rambam writes that it's not necessary throughout tefillah, but rather minimally for the bracha of Avos. If one has kavana for the first bracha, that's sufficient. Reb Chaim explains we're dealing with different types of kavanah. The first level of kavanah that the Rambam is speaking about is the broadest sense of kavanah, amida lifnei hashchina. Without that kavanah of amida lifnei hashchina, mamish misasek. On one level, the kavana necessary for tefillah is comparable to kavana generally. That's what the Rambam is addressing in Perek Dalet. A person will daven without the realization of Amida Lifnei Hashlima. That, the Rambam writes, is not called tefillah. In Perek Yud, Reb Chaim explains that the Rambam is discussing a different type of kavana entirely, and that's the Gemara in Brachos Naf Lama Dalet. There we're speaking about kavana l'tochen hadvarim. Pirush Amilos. Understanding the substance of that which is said. That's not the essence of tefillah. That, no doubt, is an added kiyum. And that's where the Rambam writes that that kavana minimally is required in Avos, even though that's not true of the kavana harishona. When everyone speaks about kavana, there is the broadest kavana of the mitzvos trichos kavana, and there is the second tier, and that is tochen hadvarim, pirush hamilos, havana. To what extent does a person understand that which he is saying? When it comes to mitzvos that are dependent on dibur generally, how do these kavanas play out? So on the one hand, the issue of mitzvos trichos kavana is a machlokus in the Gemara. The Sugin Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches, Rabban Rav Zeira. Rabban Yonah has a very beautiful chiddush in Brachos Naf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, when the Gemara is discussing the following case. A person has before him a glass of sheikhar. And posach b'dechamra v'siyim b'deshichra. Rashi explains as this. A person recites the psichas habracha, his masker shem shamayim, thinking that he's holding a cup of wine. And he's going to conclude with the bracha bar per gafen. However, siyim b'deshichra, he catches himself and he concludes the bracha properly, shahakal. That's how Rashi and Tosfos understand. To the bystander, looks like everything's fine. No? To the bystander, looks like it was a perfect bracha. But it really wasn't. The mindset was flawed. No, when he said the psichas habracha, the azkar shem shamayim, he was thinking to make a bracha that he wouldn't be yotzi with, a bracha bar per gafen. So the Gemara has the safek, is that a legitimate bracha or is it not? Basar psichazlin or basar chasimazlin? What is the ikar habracha? The Gemara is not poshtek. The Gemara raises this in a Bible issue, 2 days in Tosfos, a very important issue. How do you paskin in safek brachas? Safek brachas lekula. Tosfos has 1 day of the rift that's not true necessarily. No, this is a birchas anenin. Birchas anenin. And the Gemara writes, as you know, in the first Amud, in the sixth parak of brachas, that kol hanena b'lo bracha, kilu ma'al. No? Your nene from Kodshei Hashem, without reciting a bracha, Cheftei Shamayim, it's Nisra of Mila. Can you say Lakula? Tosfos writes a very great Kiddush, that a Safek Birchas Hanen is treating a Safek Yisurim, and therefore there's no halach of Safek, Brachos La'akev. And take a look at that Tosfos, and the Rabbi Kivega, the Galina Shas, and the Sugin Brachos, Tafi Beza Manal. So one important issue, how do you paskin when it comes to a Safek Birchas Hanen? But number two, Tosfos says, Hikshrei Mikino, Maika Miboile, Mitzvah Saint Srichas Kavana. And what's the issue? Don't we pass the mitzvah saint Srichas Kavana? So Tosfos gives one teretz, Rabbi Yonah gives another. Tosfos's teretz is, you're right, neutral Kavana. What does mitzvah saint Srichas Kavana mean? Blank. No? You don't have Kavana Shlei Mitzvah, but you don't have a Kavana that impairs, that destructs the Masa Mitzvah. No? Here, far worse. Here it's not just when you said the Shem Hashem, you weren't paying the proper attention. Here you intended to recite a bracha bar pi agafen. That's where Tosfos says, kavana ledavar acher, kavana hapuch, is far worse than mitzvah saint Srichas Kavana. That's Tosfos' teretz. Rabbi Yona writes the following teretz, that no, mitzvah saint Srichas Kavana is when there's a maisa mitzvah. Sure, I didn't have kavana, but I was no tolulav, I ate matzah. So there's that maisa mitzvah, independent of kavana, so the metaphor, but yeah, we'll assume that the maisa mitzvah carries the day. Mitzvah saint Srichas Kavana. However, when you're discussing a mitzvah which is tluya b'dibur, dibur without kavana, a person recites a bracha without kavana. That's Rabbi Yonah's beautiful chiddush, that matzah without kavana is achilas matzah. Bracha without kavana. Dibur without kavana. That is not even called Maisa HaMitzvah. And therefore, certainly, that level of Mitzvah Srichas Kavan is critical. That's the Chiddush that Rabbi Yonah writes, Mitzvah Satliyas B'divur L'chuli Yama Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Not for us right now, but it's not so simple. Right, the very beginning of the second parak of Brachos, the first Mishnah, Kriya Shema, no? Hayakar betara higiyaz man mikrim kivin libayatsa. No? The mitzvah speaks about kavan when it comes to Kriya Shema. What's the opening line in the Gemara? No? Shema mina mitzvah srichas kavana. Why does the Mishnah underscore kavana when it comes to Kriya Shema? Oh, don't you see from the Mishnah mitzvah srichas kavana? What do you mean it's machlokas amorim rabin rab zeira? It's a Mishnah mefureshes im kivin libayatsa. According to Rabbi Yonah, the Gemara should have given a simple teretz, and that is, how can you equate Kriya Shema, a mitzvah shevedibur, to the machlokas, Rabban Rav Zeira, of shofar, or of lulav, matzah, or mitzvah srichas kavana? It's a machlokas. Rabbi Yonah just got through saying less man de polig when it comes to mitzvah tzliya bedibur. Yet the Gemara says, Shema and mitzvah srichas kavana. The Gemara answers, Kori lahagia. No, the Gemara does not answer, you're right. That everybody agrees that Kriya Shema requires Kavana. So this is the level of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana when it comes to Mitzvah Satzlias B'dibur. And then the added tier of Kavana, Havana. Havana is necessary. So what about when it comes to Sefira Sa'omer? How do you assume when it comes to Sefira Sa'omer? Maybe you want to adjust the air conditioner off on. How does that relate to our case of Sefira Sa'omer? Is this considered to be a mitzvah tzliya b'dibur that the same halachas would apply? Or do we assume that that is not true? So regarding the issue of Havana, let's say a person would count the Omer without understanding. The Magen Avraham writes in Taf Pei Tes Sivkot and Beis, you're not Yotzei. Hasofer b'loshon shino mevin. Person counts the Omer, so he counts the 11th day and you say to him, what did you do? He says, I don't know. Did you realize that you count the 11th day of the Omer? He'll tell you no. Magen Avraham writes, you're absolutely not Yotzei. Of course, Havana is necessary. Rav Yaakov Emden, the Moruk Tzia, there in that simin, it's also found in Shelas Yavetz, Chelak Aleph Simin Kuf Lamites, assumes that Sefiras Omer should be like other mitzvos. What is the rule of thumb when it comes to other mitzvos? Tosfos writes in the very beginning of Elul Nemarim in Sota. Tosfos writes the following chiddush that there's a difference between Lashon HaKodesh as opposed to Shal D'Shonos. Let's a person performs a mitzvah, Hatliya B'dibur, without Havana. Was it B'Lashon HaKodesh? Was it not B'Lashon HaKodesh? B'Lashon HaKodesh, one is Yotzei. Shalo B'Lashon HaKodesh, one is not Yotzei. Why is that true? It's an important chiddush that Tosfos explains. Now, language. Shar Lashonos we consider to be a convention. It's a means of communication. Right? But it's a convention. What is it that associates this object with that word? Simply, Nihug Bnei Adam. It's conventional. That's not true. Tosfos assumes of Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh, that's it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, refers to a tree as eitz. Tree is an eitz. We refer to it as a tree. That's our way of communicating. So if all language is an emtsai lig tikshores, it's a function of communication, Havana is necessary. Lashon HaKodesh is what we call a safa shel etzem. That's an inherent language. So therefore, if a person has said Kriya Shema, B'Lashon HaKodesh, he has said Kriya Shema. If a person has translated Lashon HaKodesh without understanding, when is that Yotzei? So we don't know in the Megillah what Achashdar Pnim B'nei Amrachim exactly means. Just say B'Lashon HaKodesh. That is the Lashon HaMegillah. You're going to say it in another language. Well, you have to depict accurately what that means. You're going to say Kriya Shema in another language, so how are you going to define totafos? Frontlets? How are you going to explain that word? No? So you have to say the word B'Lashon HaKodesh. No? Anything which is in a different language, right, has to reflect an exact translation, and Havan is critically important. So the Mishnah Brura quotes, right, in the Shar HaTzion, right, this Chiddush of the Moreh Uktzir of Yaakov Emden, that whatever is true of mitzvah Shebedibur generally is also true of Sfiras HaOmer. So you didn't understand what you were doing? Well, what language did you use? If you counted Sfiras HaOmer B'Lashon HaKodesh or Yotzei, B'Shar Lashonis, you are not Yotzei. Mishnah Brura writes that, no, that's not true. Mishnah Brura writes that in the Shar HaTzion, Mishnah Brura writes that in the Mishnah Brura in Sivkot Nehei. Mishnah Brura writes, you must understand the sphere, and the Mishnah Brura adds, afilu b'lashon hakodesh. That's the chiddush against this chiddush, Rav Yaakov Emden. Why exactly is that true? So the Mishnah Brura writes very simply, that kev and liyade maida ka'amar, if you don't realize what you are saying, ein ze sphere. That's not called counting. A person's counting, I say, what number are you up to? And his answer is, I have no clue, I don't understand the language. Is that called Sfira? That's Chiddush number one, that there's a marked difference between Shar Mitzvos as opposed to Sfiras HaOmer. It's interesting, the Shar HaTzion writes that if you don't know Kevin Lemaida Ka'amar, Ein Ze Sfira, Ein Ze Sfira. See, one could push it a little bit, no? What exactly does that mean? Is the kpeda that I have to understand the words? Or maybe, one could argue, not necessarily. Maybe the kpeda is you just have to realize what day you are counting. Good, Sfiras requires kavana. It requires havana. Havana of what? Does it mean it requires understanding? Or maybe it just requires awareness? There could be a marked difference between them. If you look, for example, in the Tshuvas of the Maral Diskin, it's found in the Kuntra Zachar and Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, Maral Diskin raises the following issue. Let's say I still don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. I don't speak Hebrew. But I look in my Siddur, it says, say this on the 13th day. So I know I'm counting the 13th day, but you'll ask me, how do you say 13 Lashon HaKodesh? I'll say, I don't know. You'll ask me, which word means what? I really don't know. But I know what I'm doing. I know you have to bridge the gap between Pesach and Shavuos, and I look in the Siddur and it says, tonight is the 13th, and this is exactly what I should count. No, so are you Yotzi with that? Or are you not Yotzi with that? That's the Chiddush that Maral Diskin suggests, maybe that you don't require, like, full Havana, but you require knowledge or awareness of what day in fact you're counting. And the Maral Diskin even goes a step further. Do you have to even know what are Yamim and what are Shavuos? No? We'll break everything down. Days, weeks. What happens if you have no clue? Days, weeks. You just know that it's the 13th night of the Omer, and you know that 13 is a week and 6 days. Is that sufficient or is that not? So again, the relative Havana which is necessary for Sfiras HaOmer is critical. Unlike other mitzvahs, where we assume, as Tosfos writes, Lashon HaKodesh certainly Yotze. So on the one hand, that's a chumra of Sfiras HaOmer that distinguishes between Shar Mitzvos HaTloyos B'Dibur, that Havana is critical when it comes to Sfira. What about the issue of Kavana? How important is Kavana? If you should assume that Mitzvos Tzrichos Kavana, does Sfiras HaOmer require Kavana? See, here you have the following problem. The Mechaber writes in Taf Pei Tes Dalet, right, what you're all familiar with, that Mishu Sholes Chaver Ben Hashmashos Kam Yemei HaSfira. So someone asks you, what day of Sfira is it? And you'll tell them, today is the fifth day of the Omer. Ooh, so the Mechaber is bothered. Wait a second. That maybe you're Yotzi with that. So therefore the Mechaber writes, if somebody asks you, Yom Elo Esmol Hayakach, don't say today is the fifth. Say yesterday was the fourth. You certainly didn't intend to fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. But apparently, what do you mean? Mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. And therefore, you are yotzei. And therefore, you'll go back again and count the proper nusach, but without a bracha. What's the difficulty? The difficulty is that, really, the shita samachaber, that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Hinuchos Kriyas Shema, Simin Samach, the Mechaber does quote two deos, whether mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. However, the Mechaber writes the following, that Yesh Omer mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, and the Mechaber adds two very important words, v'chein halacha. V'chein halacha. The Mechaber writes, one could argue mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, but Yesh Omer mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, v'chein halacha. V'chein halacha sounds like v'chein halacha. No, so what does it mean here? So when it comes to Kriya Shema, mitzvah srichas, when it comes to Sriya Shema, that's not true. So if you look in many achronim, for example, the Prima Gadim, or the Shulchan Acharav, they both assume that really, the Mechaber assumes l'chumra. In other words, really, we have two deos, the Sveik and the Dina, and therefore l'chumra, v'chein halacha mitzvah srichas kavana. But not l'kula, l'chumra. So that's what the Prima Gadim writes. It's a safek and shochrach whether mitzvah srichos, mitzvah saint srichos kavana. The answer is to be machmir. What does it mean to be machmir? Ah, that's Kriya Shema as opposed to Sfira Saomer. No? When it comes to Kriya Shema, the chumra is that you require kavana. What would that mean? That if you recited Kriya Shema without kavana, you better recite Kriya Shema again. However, in Sfira Saomer, interesting here, right? Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, so to speak, is a chumrah? No, what do you mean? Here, there's a chumrah of Mitzvah Saint Srichas Kavana. If Mitzvah Saint Srichas Kavana means you were already Yotzei, and therefore you cannot repeat with a bracha. So therefore, the chumrah on both ends. Chos of Akori Kriyashma. But here, when you're dealing with Sfira Saomer, you have to be chayish l'chumra that mitzvah saint srichas kavana. So if your friend will say to you, what day of the Omer is it? Don't say today is. Right? L'chumra, mitzvah saint srichas kavana. So that's what the Prima Gadim assumes. Shulchan Aruch Harav, we treat it as a sveik, a dedina, and we're machmer on both ends in Kriya Shema as well as Sfira Saomer. If you look in the Bir Halach and Simin Samach, the Bir Halacha formulates it differently. That no, it's a definitive Psak Halach in Shulchan Aruch that Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. The Chein Halacha. What the Mechaber writes in Tav Pei Tes is L'chumra because of Bracha Levatal. Bracha Levatal. Look, Birchas HaMitzvah is not Li'ikuvah. And Safi Brachos Lahakel. The Chiddush the Bir Halacha suggests is even though the Shuris Hadin is Mitzvos Tzrichos Kavana, however, when it comes to Safi Brachos Lahakel, we will go out of our way to avoid reciting a Bracha. So it is a Deya, it's Machlokas Rishonim. So we're going to be chayish for the Rishonim, Mitzvah Saint Srichas Kavana, to treat it as a Safek Brachos Laka. Oh, Sveik Sveika we assume is Lakula. No. How do you pass in Sveik Sveika when it comes to Dine Brachos? This is very relevant to Sfira Saomer as well. So many Acharonim point out, even though Sveik Sveika, technically speaking, is Lakula, meaning that you don't have to be concerned about a Sveik Sveika. But we will still tell you, don't make a bracha in a sveik sveika. Even a safek koldu will tell you, look, the bracha is not critical. So therefore, don't go out of your way to recite a bracha when malkom safek. Even if it's a shita that technically speaking, we're not chayish, mikra hadin, or even if it's something like a sveik sveika. That's what the Bir Halacha explains. The Magen Avraham quotes in Simen Samach, the Tshuva Saradvaz, where the Magen Avraham assumes that we should distinguish between a mitzvah d'oraisa as opposed to a mitzvah d'rabbanan. For Perhaps again, maybe we should argue that this shemitzah srichas kavana ain't srichas kavana. Is machlokas rishon that we treat as a safek. So if you did the mitzvah daraisas sveka daraisas lechumra. If you did the mitzvah drabanan safek drabanan is lekula. If that's true, this radvaz, then you can apply this to tough paytes as well. We'll have to discuss this in later shiurim, but rov rishon were of the opinion that sfiras hamar bizman hazeh is only drabanan. In which case, you know, the Radvaz writes that mitzvah saint srichos kavanah when it comes to mitzvah drabanan. So kriya shma, we assume as rov rishonim, obviously kriya shma is daraisa. Right, there's one day in Tulsa's passage like Shmuel, kriya shma is drabanan, we pass kriya shma is daraisa. So mitzvah srichos kavanah. But when it comes to sfiras hamar, if rov rishonim is sfiras hamar is only drabanan. So these are several possibilities. We pass in the chumrah. It's just a chumra when it comes to Sefer Brachos LaHakel. Maybe a split between Mitzvahs D'Oraisa and Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan. If you look in the Chok Yaakov, printed in the Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Pei Tes, the Chok Yaakov writes something else, very different, without full explanation. Here the Chok Yaakov assumes the Mechaber passes, Mitzvahs Tzrichos Kavana. What more do you want the Mechaber to say than V'chein Halacha? Mitzvahs absolutely Tzrichos Kavana. So the Chok Yaakov writes, "Nafal gabta kam lachomaka mitzvah srichas kavana." Shiny sviras omer, because eino ella. What we have in the Shulchan Aruch is sipurabalm. Pashup shat, that's a taos. It should be svirabalm. Eino ella svirabalm. You can't equate sviras omer with kriyashma. Why? Because this is just a mitzvah svira. Hashem Kane, other mitzvahs hatzlios bedibur, tefila, kriyashma, there mitzvahs richas kavana. So that's already a fundamental distinction. Mamish bedavka. The Mechaber is telling you that you cannot equate sphere summer with other mitzvahs. So of these two differences, it's interesting. We began mentioning normally mitzvahs hatzlios bedibur. One aspect you have to discuss is kavana. The other aspect you have to discuss is havana. And perhaps sphere somewhere is different in both cases. That even though havana is not necessary when it comes to kriyashma, havana is critical when it comes to sphere somewhere. The chumra and the kula, that kavana is not required for sphere somewhere, even though mitzvah srichas kavana when it comes to other such mitzvahs. So these are two differences in opposite directions between the norm of mitzvah satlias bedibur as opposed to sfira saomer. Even in terms of maisa mitzvah, the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger in Simon Chavtes and Simon Lamed. Rabbi Kiveger has very lumdish tshuvas in those two pieces, Chavtes and Lamed, regarding the concept of ksiva kedibur dami. Ksiva kedibur dami. When do we assume ksiva is considered to be kedibur dami? When do we assume that is not true? A person is writing a letter, and he writes the date. Now, so some people just write a date. I mean, sometimes when you get a letter, right, it's a whole maracha. Yom Shlishi the Seder Vizkadishtem V'yishtem Kadoshim V'nei Hashem Elokeichem. So sometimes it's all Omer Racha. So a person writing the date, right, will write this day of the Omer. Is he Yotzi with that? He just wrote down that today is the fifth day of the Omer. Are you Yotzi with this? Ksiva Kedibra Ksiva Gna Kedibra Dami. Rabbi Kiveger has a Omer Racha. Such a lumdish tshuva. The reason I stress that is because Rabbi Kiveger apologizes that he wrote this tshuva B'soch Shiva Simi HaMishtem. He wrote this when he was a chassan, in the middle of the Shema Bracha, so he wasn't able to give it the full thought that otherwise he would have. You see the amazing ideas in the tshuva, back and forth about the cases of ksiva kedibur dami. So this is what Rabbi Kiveger raises, right? When it comes to sphere of somer, Rabbi Kiveger writes that even if one would envision, right, generally speaking, sometimes yes, sometimes no, Rabbi Kiveger writes that ksiva is lav kedibur dami when it comes to sphere of somer. Sorry, Rabbi Akiva raises the suffix is maskan is ksiv is lav kadibra dami. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, this is an example, in Tav Pei Tes Tes, Aruch HaShulchan writes, what's the issue? Whether ksiv is kadibra when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer? Why do you think it is? Why would you say ksiv is kadibra when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer? When it comes to a chalos, as an example, chalos, no? Eidos. So I can envision Eidos Balpeh, Eidos Pichsav. We've discussed that. Shtar, Mipihem, Vloim, Piksavam. No, that makes sense, no? A neder, that's what Rabbi Kivega discusses in that shuv as well. Right? A neder Bichsav, a shvua Bichsav. I understand that's true. Baruch HaShulchan is very bothered. A mitzvah, ksiva kediva dami. Let's say, you know what? I don't want to say Kriya Shema. My voice is hurting me. I don't want to stress myself. I'll write Kriya Shema. You think it'd be outsay? If you write the words of Kriya Shema, instead of saying Shemoneh Esrei, a person will write Shemoneh Esrei. You think it'd be outsay with that? That's the suffix. Whether Ksiv is Kediv or Dami. Baruch HaShulchan writes, isn't it obvious that Ksiv is not Kediv or Dami? Even if it works in certain areas, la halacha, in a mitzvah, right? A mitzvah, ksivas kedivra dami. Instead of reading the Megillah, you'll write a Megillah. You think that you're yotzi with that? You know, you write the Kriya Shema, you write the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. You write the benching, you're going to be yotzi with that? Even Rabbi Kiveger, with all of the tshuvas, does not mention the possibility that ksivas kedivra when it comes to such mitzvahs. Or to take the question a step further, if you look in the Kaf HaChaim in Tav Pei Tes, the Kaf HaChaim quotes poskim that do assume that ksiv is kedivra dami when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer. They really assume that that's the case. Now again, would they argue that that's true when it comes to Kriya Shema and benching and tefillah? Ksiv is kedivra dami? Maybe one could argue, yes, be stubborn, but not stubborn, no. You write the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, that's called Kriya Shema. So in terms of the Tzuras HaTzvira, you see that there is a clear difference. Also, another possibility is the following. What about Shomei HaKoneh? Whenever it comes to Mitzvah HaTzlios B'Divur, there always is the vehicle of Sefiras HaOmer, of Shomei HaKoneh. We've discussed this many times. We all have to make Kiddush, so good. So you'll make Kiddush, and I'll listen. So of course that works. Of course Shomei HaKoneh. Right? We've discussed many times that Rambam, Paragalaf, Yiralaf, Chus Brachos, Rambam has two tiers. Right? Ani Asamin and Shomei HaKoneh. Right, Rambam writes that Amen is mamish kimevarich, but if you don't answer Amen, of course you're still Yotze. Shomei HaKoneh. What about Shomei HaKoneh when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer? Does that obviously work? Well, if Shomei HaKoneh works generally when it comes to Mitzvah HaTzlios B'Dibur, when it comes to benching, when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, when it comes to any Chiyuv Bracha, Kiddush Abdallah, so all of a sudden the Magen Avraham on Tav Pei Tes raises that suffix. He quotes us the suffix in the Tshuva Sarashva. The possibility of Shomei HaKoneh comes to Sefiras HaOmer. If you look in that Tshuva Sarashva, it's not even that clear as the Magen Avraham. Tshuva Sarashva discusses Shomei HaKoneh working when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer. Could very well be discussing the brach of Sefiras HaOmer, not the actual sphere itself. But why should that even be a suffix? We're machmir l'alacha. We assume that one should not rely on Sefiras HaOmer. If you miss the day, rely on him for the bracha. Right? So let him be motzi in the bracha, but the sphere count yourself. Even though we always routinely rely on Sefiras on Shomei HaKoneh when it comes to other mitzvahs. Why is that true? Maybe one could argue it's just a drasha. Svartam lachem means svilach alecha v'yachad. Like where we started with, Menachos Samachemad Beis. So maybe Yisrilach Alechem Yachad means literally Yisrilach Alechem Yachad and not Shamei Kona. The Torah says you have to do so. So forget about being Yotzei Adi Acherim. That's not so simple because, as we pointed out, of course there's such a drasha. L'cholechem v'yechod. But is that coming lafuke shamei kona? No, not necessarily. We just raised. No. V'safarta l'cho. Shiva shivos tisbalach. Yachob abezdin. The havamin is that maybe no one has to fulfill this mitzvah at all. Maybe it's only a chobas bezdin. The kamash malan of usfartem lachem srilach alecha v'yechod means it's a chobas yachid. It doesn't necessarily mean that everyone has to count and there's no shomea kone. Of course there's shomea kone, I could argue, no? Ah, usfartem lachlecha v'yechod. Yeah, that the Gemara means to tell you that it's a chobas yachid. Because without that pasuk of usfartem lachem, maybe I would have thought that there is no Chovas Yachid of Sfiras Omer. So far you have, even in terms of details of Sfira, four differences between Mitzvos HaTlius B'Dibur generally as opposed to Sfiras Omer. Kavana, Havana, Ksiva, Shamea Ka'one. So why is this true? So we began with that exact chiddush. Yachob bebezdin. You would have thought that Sfiras Omer is a chovas bezdin. Kamash mlono svartam lachem. Whether it's the girs of the gaon havamina or mamish lamaskana, there is a mitzvah bezdin. But in addition to the mitzvah bezdin, there's also a chovas yachid. That's unusual, no? The Torah tells us that there's a mitzvah of whatever it is, eating matzah, making kiddush, yachob bebezdin. You need a pasuk to tell us that we're chayiv in that mitzvah. Pretty unusual. Why either the havamina or why indeed the maskana, the girs we have in the sifri, bezdin? That's what we pointed out, because Sfiras Omer is a goal-oriented mitzvah. It's not a coincidence that you count, and by counting, you happen to bridge the gap between Pesach and Shavuos, and by counting, you happen to be Koveh, the Yontif of Shavuos. That's much more than that, no? Perhaps that's the essence of Sfiras Omer. The essence of Sfiras Omer is that accomplishment, that Totsah, that Chalos. We discussed in earlier shiurim that mitzvos can be broken down into two different categories. Most often, the Torah focuses on the maisa mitzvah. But sometimes, both when it comes to esei, when it comes to los esei, the focus is the chalos, the totsa, the pol yotze, the effect of the mitzvah. The effect of the mitzvah. Sometimes you can have an isser maisa, sometimes you can have an isser chalos. Sometimes you can have a mitzvah where it's a maisa, sometimes you have a mitzvah which is a chalos. And we had many nafkaminas, no? If what the Torah tells us is the act, let's say it's Shabbos, no? The act is forbidden. So, you want to know whether that's an act of Chilul Shabbos or not? We're concerned with the Maisa Haveira. Let's assume someone else did it on my behalf. Let's assume I will ask a Goy to do this. That's not called Chilul Shabbos Daraisa. Let's assume it's a Grama. If a Grama is not called a Maisa, it wouldn't be Chayim. Grama is considered to be Potter on Shabbos. I'll give you other examples where you'd say that's not the case. Let's say when it comes to the Sachsam Shabbadisha, you're not allowed to muzzle an animal. Right? You're not allowed to be Mapo Mumba Kodshim. You're not allowed to plant or harvest a field during Shvi'is. Maisa. So I have a great Eitza, no? You know what? My field? So I'll just have the Goyish worker do it. Why is it such a problem? No? I'm not allowed to plow on Shabbos? Okay, fine. So if a Goy plows, that's Nisa Daraisa. If a Goy will plow your field during Shvi'is, that's what I arranged. That's Mutcha Min HaTorah. That's called Veshav Saharetz. But the land remains fallow because the Jew didn't do it, the Goy did it. There, Poshav Shav, that's what the Mashal points out. If it's Hayitei Nachri, that's your Yisr. Because the Torah says we want the field to remain, right? In this fashion, in this condition. That's what we call Nisr Chalos, Nisr Maisa. Losaf Sam Shabadisha. Now, so if the Goy will muzzle the animal, that's fine. The Yisrael shouldn't do so. Now, we mentioned yesterday, Shir, no? Tzar Balechayim Daraisa. So it's not the muzzling we're concerned with, it's the fact that who muzzles. And therefore, there's no problem whatsoever to have the animal plow which is being muzzled as long as the harness was put on Kalach Riyad indirectly, Ayidin Achri. The Chor won't argue, what are you talking about? It's the Totsa, it's the Poyotzi, it's the Chalos. The same thing when it comes to others. There's a mitzvah of Asiyas Hamako, no? Is that the Maisa HaMitzvah? So every hammer that I bang in, that's a Maisa HaMitzvah, like eating matzah? Or do you want to argue that's not true? Isn't there a clear link between having a proper fence around one's drop? Isn't that related to this sort of Simas Damin? Am I obligated to hire a Jewish contractor to build the fence? Because he has to be a Bar Hachi of Shlichus? So that's what the Marach HaRetzvah writes in Kuf Chav Ches. But no, the important thing is that you have the Makkah around your home. You don't need Shlichus. So when do you need Shlichus? When don't you need Shlichus? Right? That's that beautiful Marach HaRetzvah. Marach HaRetzvah writes, you have to look at the mitzvah. Marach HaRetzvah has three categories. Not clear exactly where you draw the line. But some things, Shlichus does not work. Some things never require Shlichus. There's certain things that work, ayyidei shlichus. And then you have to consider the principle of mitzvah be'osim shlichu. Sometimes shlichus no, sometimes shlichus yes, sometimes shlichus is not even necessary. No? Pashup shat, when I build the makkah, I don't require shlichus. Chumra, no, that you have to have the Jewish contractor as a barachi shlichus to build the makkah l'gagecha. There, pashup shat, that's not true. That's the key, the Marach HaRetzvah writes, when it comes to when Shlichus works in mitzvahs. If the effect is what is important to us, then either you don't need Shlichus, or Shlichus will work. If the, what the Torah stresses is the act, then forget about Shlichus. So when it comes to what are the cases of Shlichus? Right, Hafrashas Truma, Kenjim, Gam Atem. Isn't there a Chalos? The fact that you're Matir Disir Teva, you're misak in the Kri, now there's Truma. Doesn't have something to do with the Hafrasha. No, therefore, Shlichus works. Mashenki, when it comes to Tefillin, right? Maisa HaMitzvah. There's no Shlichus when it comes to Tefillin. What are one of the Nafkaminas as to whether it's Chalos or whether it's Nisr Maisa? So in earlier Shum also, we discussed the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi is found in two places, in Chelek Aleph Siman Beis. The Beis Levi is also found in Chilek Gimel Simen Nun Aleph. Where the Beis Levi writes, one of the differences is Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. That's the Beis Levi's Chiddush. Beautiful Chiddush. If what the Torah is concerned with is the act, Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. If what the Torah is concerned with is the effect, the impact, then if that effect is attained, yeah, that's good enough, even if Mitzvah Sein Tzrichus Kavani, even if there was no Kavana present at that time. No, that's the Chiddush the Beis Levi writes. Remember the context of the Beis Levi? No, the difference between the mitzvah of, remember the second half, and the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach as opposed to Achilas Kodshim. No, that was the Beis Levi's beautiful Chiddush. The mitzvah of Korban Pesach, mitzvah Sachila. That's a mitzvah sachila. You look in the Rama Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rama counts it as a separate mitzvah. Achilas Karam Pesach. What about the mitzvah of achilas kodshim? That's the beautiful chiddush of Beis Halevi. That is halach in cheftza. No? Shehakodshim yeyachlu. The kodshim must be eaten. The effect. The kodshim must be eaten. There's a chassam sofer that adds a line. This line one could agree or disagree with. He writes, the mitzvah achilas kodshim is shlo yavli dinosa. That you could disagree with. But ad kedei kach. Why do you have to eat the korban? Because if you don't eat it, there's nisr of nosa. That's a very great chiddush. One could argue, no, there's a mitzvah achilas kodshim independent of nosa. For example, the Rambam writes that the mitzvah achilas kodshim includes truma. There's no nosa when it comes to achilas truma. But the Rambam writes, what do you mean? The truma is called kodshi hagvul. So the Rambam writes, part of the mitzvah achilas kodshim is achilas truma. There's no nosa. But nonetheless, there's a big difference in achilas matzah and achilas kodshim. Achilas matzah is a mitzvah, a chavas hagavra. Achilas kodshim is alchin cheftza, that the kor must be eaten. One could envision many nafkaminas. The Beis Lever writes as chiddush, ein achila p'chusa mekazayis. When it comes to gavra, I have to eat a kazayis of matzah. I have to eat a kazayis of the kor pesach. The Beis Lever writes, it's clear from the Gemara, that if all the kohanim will eat this korban, and the korban is nechal, even if no one ate a kazayis, that's fine. That's alchan chifta shel korban. You don't require that the kohen has to eat a kazayis. How do you know that? That's what the Gemara writes at the very beginning of Pesachim, no? When the Gemara has the sugya of Lashon Nekiya, the very opening of the Masechta. So the Gemara mentions that there was a person who complained about how little he got. How little he got of shtei halechem and so on. What do you mean? The Tosfos Yeshanim raises. Ein achila p'chusa mekazayis. How could they give him so little? That's a beautiful chiddush Beis Halevi writes. It's alchin cheftza. You know why it's very mistabra? It's alchin cheftza. Let's tell you the following before we move on. No. Is there any mitzvah when it comes to achilas kodshim that you have to eat? That you have to eat? No. A korban is eaten. There's a certain part of the korban that is mutar l'achila that anyone can eat. Where is the halacha that you have to eat? Korban Pesach. You have to eat from the Korban Pesach. Not that anyone has to partake. The Kohanim have to see to it that the Kodshim are eaten. So, among themselves, they have to see to it that that occurs. If for whatever reason that doesn't happen, I would argue all the Kohanim are at fault. The entire Mishmer is at fault. Because they were supposed to divide up this responsibility to see if the kodshim are consumed. But, I'll be the supervisor and I'll delegate the responsibility. That's fine. But not when it comes to Korban Pesach, obviously. That's a mitzvah sachila. So the Beis Halevi writes the beautiful chiddush that mitzvah srichas kavana is a clear nafkamina. Mitzvah srichas kavana is where the Torah underscores the maisa mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah is the avodas Hashem. That's where kavanah is necessary. The eating matzah, the netilas lulav, kol shofar. When you have a mitzvah of class 2, would you argue, ma mitzvah srichas kavanah is not yotze? When you put up the makala gagecha, mitzvah srichas kavanah, you go to your non-Jewish contractor, have in mind, yinim uchum uzuman. No, that's the pol yotze. That's the Beis Halevi writes, based on the Gemara Nazir and Daf Chaf Beis, that kavanah is not essential when it comes to achilas kodshim. You don't need kavanah, but you better have kavanah for Korban Pesach. Otherwise, not yotze. So that's a very beautiful chiddush. That a mitzvah whose thrust is the impact, the outcome, the effect, then mitzvah sein tzrichas kavanah. How does this relate to Sfira Somra? Maybe that's exactly the chiddush. And this is a chiddush of Asa Weiss suggested in the Hagdama, in the Hagdara of the mitzvah Sfiras Omer. When it comes to mitzvah Satliyas Bedibur generally, Kriya Shema Tefillah, obviously that's class 1. Obviously that's, right, Maisa HaMitzvah. You say the Kriya Shema, you daven, you bench, obviously. When it comes to Sfiras Omer, look, either L'Havamin or Maskana, the Gemara thought you don't even have to do it. It's a mitzvah which is incumbent upon Beis Din. There I would argue that's like Achilas Kodshim. The Kohen doesn't have to do it. the Shevet Kohanim, the Kohani HaMishmar, have to see to it that the Kodshim are eaten. So you have to see to it that the Omer is counted. Just like Tulsa says, you have to see to it that there's a Svir Shnos HaYovel. Why is that true? Because if what the Torah was underscoring was the Maisa HaMitzvah, then everyone should do so. But if the essence of Svir Somer is the Totsa, to link Pesach and Shavuos, to be Koveya the Yontif of Shavuos, to be Koveya the Zman of Shtei Alechem, Kivsei Atzeres, one could very well argue that that is a mitzvah where the Totsa is considered to be that which is critical. To the extent of maybe you would have thought that only Bezin have to do so, and therefore you need a Pasuk with Svartan Lechem, that everyone must do so. And not that that Pasuk rejects this whole structure. Everyone must participate in that element of Kviyus. Everyone must bridge that gap between Pesach and Shavuos. After all, we began with different models of a mitzvah of Sfira, no? Sfira Somer, Sfira Sayovel, Sfira Shivanakim. Isn't it clear in Shivanakim that the purpose of the Shivanakim is Tara, right? The effect, the outcome. The Torah envisioned that the Zava will count Shivanakim and then do nothing. The Ramban said there's no mitzvah of Sfira. The whole thing is just the possibility of Tara. But even if you sound like Tosas, that there is a mitzvah, Tosas raised, you should have recited a bracha. Obviously, no. A mitzvah of Sfira as a vehicle to that end of Tara. Like if she were to count the Shivanakim and not be mitaheres es atzma, that we would argue that you defeated the whole purpose of this halacha of a safra law. What about when it comes to Sfira shnos hayovel? Count the years of the ova without v'kidashtem. And of course the mitzvahs of Sfira are goal, future-oriented. Halach of chalos. Now, that lachor is exactly the chiddush of Sfira Somer. The Sfira is a means. How is it that you're koveya? The answer is that the yantiv is nikva al yedei Sfira. But whereas when it comes to Kriya Shema, the Kriya is the end in and of itself. The Sfira is a means. It's an emtsoi. To be mekadesh the yom. And that's critical. It's not just merely that the days be counted, but the impact of the days. That is considered to be, right, an inherent component of the mitzvah, of Sfira Somer itself. The Lashon HaGemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Hei is Minei Shanim, count years, V'kadesh Yovel, and be Mekadesh L'Shnos HaYovel, Minei Yamim, V'kadesh Atzeres. The Gemara says, no. Minei Yom Mekadesh Atzeres. That's the Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. That's the Halach of Chalos. That's either the Havamin or that's the Maskana Sifri, that there are two different elements of Sira. We discussed the Chiddush Rabbi Yerucham. Why don't you make a Shechiyano on Sfira Somer? Rabbi Yerucham's answer was, right? That's the Shechiyano of Shavuos. No? That's Rabbi Yerucham's answer. The Shechiyano on Shavuos is on the mitzvah of Sfira Somer. That's the whole purpose of the Sfira. There's a fascinating machlokas achronim within the Lashon HaMaril. Machlokas called Yaakov, the Prima Gadin, the Shavuos Yaakov. When you look in the Maril, right there, it's quoted in Tav Beites. The Lashon HaMaril is the following. That it's the last day of Sfira. So, Hayom Mem Tes Yamim, right? Sheheim Shiva Shavuos, that Lomar, good. And the Maril writes, Umachar Shavuos. Right? Fascinating machlokas achronim. Is that just an observation, or is that the nusach of Sfira Somer? Maril writes that you say, Umachar Shavuos. Is that really what it means? You say that? That tomorrow is Shavuos? Or no, that's what will happen. You'll complete the sphere and lo and behold it becomes. What a pretty fascinating possibility. Now that Machar Shavuos is part of the Nusach HaSfira. Right, even without that. But you see clearly, less mandapalik, that that is considered to be that which is critical. So if that's true, just revisiting all the nafkaminas. If you're dealing with Ishu Mitzvah Srichos Kavana, so good, ideally, yes, no doubt, the Chiddush of the Beis Alevi. that Pol Yotze, Totsa, Chalos, Mitzvah Saint Srichos Kavana. Is there any Makar in the Gemara for this? It's Mestaber, the Gemara of Arazar Chavzayim. We spoke about this once before, about Bris Mila, no? The Gemara is Machlok is telling whether a guy can be a Moab, no? The Gemara says it's based on Psukim. No, why a guy can't be a Moab? No. What do you mean? Why should that be? What about the issue of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana? Right? We once discussed that for the Mitzvah Bris Mila. Right? If you take a look at that Gemara of Avodah Zarah, it seems clearly that Bris Mila does not require Kavana. The Gemara discusses whether a Kusi can be a Moel. Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah is not the Ikuva when it comes to Bris Mila. Why? Why is it any different from eating Matzah? Maybe that's part of the answer as well. Right, not for us now, but when you think about a mitzvah that has a chalos, right, Bris Mila comes to mind, no? That person now is nichnas to bris, a krisas bris, Bris Mila, no longer an orel, now mohu, no? Chalos. But it's clear from the Gemara that we don't apply the machlokas, Rabbi Rav Zera, to mitzvahs Bris Mila. So in our discussion, the steer in the Mechaber, in the Pasuk of the Chok Yaakov writes, and the Chok Yaakov assumes that mitzvos in Tzrichos Kavana is a machlokes, but Sefer Samar in Tzrichos Kavana. And therefore, you know the Mechaber writes Kriya Shmi Yes, but Sefer No, maybe it's exactly that issue. When you have a mitzvah which is dependent on chalos, mitzvos in Tzrichos Kavana. But one could flip the nafkim in the opposite direction when it comes to Havana, no? When you have a mitzvah which is dependent on right, chalos in that sense, the entire purpose of the mitzvah is to establish the fact that now it is shuas. Maybe one could argue the opposite possibility in Afkamina. Kavana l'shem mitzvah is not necessary, but the realization of what you are doing, you've counted the day, that of course is critical. Even if you'll count Kriya Shel Lashon HaKodesh, not understand that what you are doing, but maybe that's not true when it comes to Minei Yonim, right? Vikadesh Atzeres. It's not even called Minei Yonim. Counting by definition requires understanding, even if it doesn't technically require the issue of it's a Srichas Kavana. And then even the further issue, if this is not a Maisa HaMitzvah which is Tluya B'Dibur, but rather the dibur is just a means to an end, and the essence is its chalos. So therefore, the fact that Shomea Ka'ona works when it comes to mitzvah tliya b'dibur, that doesn't necessarily mean that Shomea Ka'ona would work here. Good, we have psuk nidike Shomea Ka'ona works when it comes to mitzvah satliyas b'dibur. But if Sefira Somer is so inherently different, one can now raise the issue, the suffix of the Magen Avraham. It's not a no-brainer that if Shomea Kona works for Kiddush, it works when it comes to Sefira. There the Dibur plays a completely different role entirely. And the same issue one could raise when it comes to Ksiva. Mitzvah Satliyas B'Dibur, Ksiva is Lav K'Dibur Dami. You're not Yotzei benching by writing benching. You're not Yotzei Kriyash by writing Kriyashma. But one could raise the issue, as Rabbi Kibirga does, as a very legitimate suffix. And the Shita that the Kaf HaChaim quotes, Kein LaHalacha, that in order to be Koveya, to establish, maybe one could envision that Ksiva is or not. One could argue yes, one could argue no, but this is not relevant to the broader issue of Ksiva Kedibur when it comes to a normal Mitzvah Tli B'Dibur. There certainly Ksiva is considered to be out of the question. So Sefira certainly is different fundamentally, right, in terms of its purpose. Right, the Havan of the Gemara, again, that it's merely a Chovas Bez, and even the Maskana that it's a Chovas Yachid, but clearly the Chovas Yachid, to link Pesach and Shavuos, to bridge that gap, to be Koveya the Yontif of Shavuos, and on that basis, the difference between mitzvah satliyas b'dibur as opposed to the chiyuv of Sefira Somer, and then all these possible nafkaminas, and why we see la halacha that in fact there are differences between Kriya Shema, Kiddush on the one hand, as opposed to Sefiras Omer.